I'll get to that game in a second. Joining us, two-time Super Bowl champion, former Heisman Trophy winner, the MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and a great friend to Al Davis. Jim Plunkett joins us. Thanks for the time, Jim.
You got it, JT. How are you doing?
Good. A very emotional weekend for you and your family. Obviously, when you got the news of this, how difficult was it to go out and represent the organization? You did it on TV, and to countless Raider fans that still want to talk to you about the life that was Al Davis.
Well, you know, I it was a very sad day and weekend, for me and my family, as it was for many of the friends and fans of Mr. Davis. But, you know, you got to carry on. That's what we do in life. And, and you try to hold up as best you can. Some people are more emotional than others, you just got to go forward. And it was a tough weekend, but, you do what you have to do, as you well know.
Jim, let me ask you about your early years and the word loyalty and especially patience. When you came over to the Raiders and you had to wait on the sidelines and you were getting healthy, those initial conversations with Mr. Davis about the vision that he had for you long-term within the organization.
Yeah, I think from the very get-go, even before I signed with him, as we sat down to talk about the contract and what plans he might possibly have for me, he kept encouraging me, saying that, my time will come. They already had the quarterback in Kenny Stabler, so you're not going to be starting for a while. But he felt eventually that, I would take over that football team. They traded Kenny, brought in Pastorini. He got injured, and it's well documented what happened after that. We were fortunate enough to win two Super Bowls and had opportunities to win a few others, but it just didn't happen. But, he kept encouraging me, saying, you heal physically, mentally, and we'll have a spot for you once you're ready to go.
Jim, let me ask you about your first Super Bowl win in Super Bowl 15. Emotionally, that time with Mr. Davis after you were brought in, and you talk about a team that you all came together at the right time to win that Super Bowl. The private moments afterwards with Mr. Davis, who pushed you hard to make you a better player, did you have that enjoyable moment where you actually were able to celebrate? Did he let his guard down much?
Oh, not particularly. He's happy as you can well imagine. We were not favored to come in last in our own division. We started off the season 2-3, struggled early on in the season. But as you mentioned, we came together, we gelled, we started playing together better. Our defense was at the beginning of the season giving up something like 28 points a game. They cut that in half by halfway through the season, playing so excellent defense. Our offense picked it up a notch. Kenny Keene came over from Houston and did a great job for us. Bobby Chandler came in from Buffalo and really contributed to the other side of the receiving core. Cliff Branch had a great year. Lester Hayes was tremendous on defense. And everything just came together. And Mr. Davis, I think, it's one of my proudest moments in the NFL, being on the bench for a couple of years, finally reestablishing myself as a quarterback in the NFL, and Mr. Davis, putting together all these pieces. I mean, we had I can't remember exactly, something like 18 new players or something like that on our football team. And somehow, we all made it work with Coach Flores at the head, leading the coaches to make us get us prepared each and every week for a football game, and Mr. Davis overseeing the whole thing. So it was a great time to be a Raider and a Raider fan.
We're wrapping it up with Jim Plunkett. Jim, what was the journey like from Super Bowl 15 to 18? All those practices, all those tough days when Mr. Davis would want to meet with you one-on-one and help you become even a better quarterback after you already won a Super Bowl on your way to another one.
Well, we were getting to be a pretty good team at that time. Howie Long became a dominant player on defense. He drafted Marcus Allen. He recruited Mike Hayes, signed him, Mike Haynes for the Patriots. He put a lot of great players on the football field, and he continued to encourage me. He'd ask me what I thought about the team we're facing, how would I attack it, and then he gave me his own thoughts. It's a collaboration of a lot of people, and Mr. Davis was at the helm of all that.
Hey, Jim, finally, can you touch on his life, his legacy with diversity? A lot said about Art Shell becoming the first African-American head coach, Coach Flores, Amy Trask, the female CEO. How that affected you early on when your mind was open to the NFL, Mr. Davis's philosophy on diversity and how he didn't see any color?
Well, yeah, you're right. He wanted to get the best people he possibly could to help that team, you know, win football games. That was his sole goal, and he tried to fit all the what he felt were the best people in the right positions. And Coach Flores, a tremendous coach as far as preparation went. He got us ready to play each and every week. You know, Art Shell was a great, great player for Mr. Davis. He brought him in later after, you know, he quote-unquote interned and learned the game better as a coach. And Art came in and did a tremendous job for a number of years. And Amy Trask, he was looking for the best possible fit for the organization, and she happened to be it.
Thank you, Jim. We know it's been a difficult time. I'll see you up there a few times this week. All the best.
Okay, JT, take it easy. Bye. All right.